This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always this stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another Session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do mean be part of the conversation. Head up to the website. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. The smarter people than I up in the chat room, and that's a gimme. Just head in there, and you'll figure that out all by your onesies. And there's a lot happening up there. And give me your email address, because I send out an email once a week. I do not send out junk. I don't try to inundate you with garbage. And I think you'll like it. Maybe I'm stupid, but I think you'll like it. And guess what? You can always unsubscribe. Isn't that it's an amazing thing? You can always unsubscribe. Anyhow, I meant to do this last hour. I got caught up in myself. But you know, Louisiana. Do you remember? And I'm not going to go through it all because you guys already know it. But you know, Mr. Oblamo. Wasn't he the one they were beating on Bush? And Bush, I talked to a guy today. That's the only bad part about being on a local radio show in the area you live in, or being on a local radio station in the area that you live in. The only bad part about that is that people will find you in the store and they won't hesitate to stop and ask you questions. And the guy was telling me how, you know, what a liar, what an idiot, whatever Bush was. And then started telling me how, you know, even though Oblamo has got his problems, at least we're better off ABC. And I did my normal radio thing. I laid it all out for him. And he just looked dumbfounded. And then I said to him, well, what about this Louisiana thing? And again, I talk to two or three people a day about this stuff. It's almost like they can't call me, they can't write me an email, but if they see me in a store, they've got to ask me. And what they don't realize is how bad it really is. I think the media is downplaying it because they don't want us to know how bad it is. They don't want it to reflect on the Democrats and Mr. Obama. Where's Mrs. Clinton? Why isn't she screaming? She doesn't have to be loyal to him anymore. I'm not suggesting she needs to beat him up, but she can say, hey, why aren't we responding? See, when I am president, we would respond to that like this. That's what she should be doing. But I think she's going to start to feel like she's got it in the bag. And I hope so. I hope she feels like she can't lose it. But even the people from Louisiana, people from his own party, are saying, where are you? And I said it. You know, maybe his cell phone went dead. It's not working out there on the golf course. I don't know. I don't think it was my job, or it's not my week to track him. I hope that God, it's never my week to track him. But again, when he's out on the golf course, there's no way to get it. It's like, short of one of his kids bleeding to death somewhere, there's no way to get him off of that golf course. Now, Alan West wrote a piece. He said, we've been commenting all week about the President Obama's typical for him behavior. While the nation quite literally burns and riots in Milwaukee. Where'd he go? I hate when it does that. Oh, there you are. I hate computers. Right? I mean, we got the city. Milwaukee's aflame. We've got riots going on there. We've got Louisiana underwater. And he ain't coming off vacation. You know what it is? I think he still thinks he's a government worker. Don't you? Now, I ain't coming into work. Forget them. I deserve this vacation. That's kind of where his head's at, or at least it's kind of how I feel where he thinks his head's at. Now, he did interrupt his vacation for something rather important, like raising money for the Democratic Party. And Alan says, as he put up a post earlier in the week, the president took time out of his vacation Monday evening to headline Democratic Party fundraiser dinner on Martha's Vineyard. Now, again, remember, he's got that plane that he flies all over the place. He gets on it in a moment's notice. He lets them drag him all over the world. Well, he drags his team all over the world at a moment's notice. Spends all kinds of money on the plane for his own personal gain. And what happens? Louisiana's underwater. He can't even do a flyover. He can raise money for Hillary, but he can't do a flyover. Do you guys figure it out yet that we don't matter? The only time even you Dems matter, the only reason they keep you happy is that they want your vote. They make you so afraid of the right, they got you so petrified of the right that you couldn't cast a vote for the guy on the right if the guy on the left was sacrificing children during election season. The White House said that Obama's eager to hit the campaign trail and be as helpful as possible to fellow Democrats. After the scheduling worked out, he agreed to interrupt his golf, beach, and dinner outings to appear at a fundraiser. Come on. Come on, defend this. Right? You guys would be ripping apart a Republican president. You have. You've done it in the past. So it's not a guess. And you can't say, no, we wouldn't, because you've done it. You have a history. The president continued merriment in the hour of great need. He's not sitting well with the people of Louisiana. One of the state's leading papers, Dem-leaning paper, is asking Obama to do the unthinkable. Cut your vacation short. Every world leader, when there's been some kind of... we've seen it. We've remarked on it here. When there's been a catastrophe, that world leader has come home to his country if he's been out on vacation somewhere. We're going to finish, well, no, maybe not finish it. We're going to touch more on this other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Mr. Oblamo is up next. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty HealthShare. That's right, the people at Liberty HealthShare have plans that'll work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty HealthShare plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order. If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Technically, I wasn't invited to this wedding, but you can stroll into any event with a camera and people will assume you're the photographer. This bag's holding more than cameras. It's also got an RFID scanner that's picking up all your personal information. Debit cards, credit cards, even that key to your office. So while the bride's taking his last name, I'll be taking yours. Say cheese!
Do you have a stronghold on your identity? ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over a decade ago. For about the same price as an unprotected wallet, you can get a stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses. Other RFID blocking technology simply isn't the same. Check the label. If it's not an ID Stronghold, it's probably weak.
I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets in bifold, trifold, and the popular mini style.
Get the original RFID blocking wallet. IDStronghold.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I'm telling you, one night, we are going to do a disco night. I'll freak you all out. I'm not a disco person at all, but I would do it just to irritate the stuff out of people. Really. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, okay? And I want you to go up there. I want you to give me your email address. Yeah. No, seriously, I really do. I want you to give me. And the reason I want you to give me your email address is because what was I saying? Because I want to let you know who's coming on the show. I want you to know, you know, the topics we're going to be touching on. Right. And you got to have a clue as to when you know, I'm trying to give you an option here. You can tune in when you, I'd like you to tune in all the time, but you can tune in when you want to based on the subjects and the people that we have coming on. So anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I do appreciate the time that you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Mr. Obama, where, well, I shouldn't, see, that's a lousy, that's a lousy way to do it. We know where he is. Remember when he was, you know, they were talking about who would answer the phone at 3 o'clock in the morning? Well, it ain't going to be him. I mean, when you're out on the golf course all day long, it's a very tiring thing, let me tell you. So, you remember the garbage that Bush was taking for not getting there fast enough? No, the president needed to be there, yada, yada, yada. They made such a big deal out of it. What are you hearing right now from our buds on the other side? Seriously. You're hearing exactly nothing. Not kind of sort of nothing. Nothing. And it's wrong, right? Remember, not equality. I keep coming back to it ain't equality. Got nothing to do with equality. Has everything to do with control and how they perceive it should be. So anyhow, as you can imagine, they're screaming for help in Louisiana. And yes, I do mean screaming for help in Louisiana. The pictures I see coming out of there, if you got any time and you want to take a few minutes, head up on a website, any website. I'd prefer you head over to Alan West's website. It's alanwest.com, alanbwest.com. But now the paper, the leading paper there, wants to know where he is. Why hasn't he been? They want him to come by. They're asking him to come by. Even if it's a flyover, I don't want to say a drive-by because that's not right. Even if it's just a flyover. See, in 2005, a flyover by the vacationing president. See, Bush was on vacation. He flew over the place, and they, well, it was terrible. It was terrible. He couldn't even stop it. And you know what the White House is saying now? Is if President Obama comes, right, if he shows up on site, it's going to stop everything. It's going to slow down the rescue attempts. Listen, when I was 17 and 18, I was a great liar. This one, I would have laughed at this one myself at 17 and 18. Now, sometimes presidential visits can get in the way of emergency response, doing more harm than good, but we don't see that as a factor now that the floodwaters are subsiding. Even if an agonizing pace, it's past time for President to pay a personal visit, showing his solidarity with the suffering Americans. Now, like his predecessors, Obama has no doubt discovered that crises keep their own calendar, even when commanders-in-chief are trying to take some time off. I tell you, he's a government worker. Come on! And you can make fun of me if you want to, and you get mad at me, but you know what I mean. Right? You know, when you work in a bureaucracy, when you work in a county recorder's office, and you got time off, you take that time off. So the... But if you think about it, the president can take time off from his vacation to go to one of his a fundraiser for the 1%ers. Now, this isn't like he's going down to the local lake where people are boating and fishing, and he's going to get together with them. You know, he's going to have some time with the people, right, the other 99%ers. No, that's not what's going on here. No, he's going to a $30,000 plate type of gig. That's okay. He can make time for that. But when you're in a poor part of Louisiana and you got 3 feet of water at your front door and your clothing and your furniture is floating around the outside of the house, can't be bothered. And you know what? He's teeing off the left. This is a good thing. They're getting to see what Hillary, why isn't Hillary saying what she would do? Why isn't she up there talking about what she would do to make it better? The heck? Now, disaster this big, the writer says, it really requires the president show up in person. You know, and he'd show the people in Louisiana that recovery is it. See, when the president shows up, and I don't care whether you like him or not, when the president shows up at a situation like this, the people around him know it's important. Whether it's the people that are suffering, the people that work for him, like, oh, the boss is there. We need to get over there. We need to take care of this. Now, the president's vacation is scheduled to wrap up on Sunday, but he could pack his bags now. He could pay a call on the communities who need to know that
that in a national catastrophe, they're not alone. The president's there with them. Now, while President reportedly had been briefed on the emergency situation in Louisiana, he's not planning to change his plans. He's not stopping nothing. And he hasn't even been to a microphone to say anything. How about giving me that? I don't care if you love this guy, you take 12 bullets for him or whatever. But shouldn't he at least come out and say, hey, my heart and prayers go out to those people in Louisiana. As a country, we'll come together. As a country, we'll do what's right. We'll help you guys rebuild and make it whole again. I know you're going through a lot now, but we're there with you, even if we weren't. I mean, wouldn't it be great for him to come out and say that? You're not alone. You got help. You got a friend. Remember the song, right? Yeah, I'm not going to sing it. Don't worry. Oh, anyway, not like a good round of golf, right? As of Wednesday, he's played 8 rounds of golf since arriving. I wonder if he's spending time with his wife and kids. Are they even there? Do they vacation together? He played 8 rounds of golf, arriving on August 6th while Louisiana residents endure untold misery. And to show how with the American people this president really is, compare this to President Bush's flyover. They got all over him for doing that. Right? But this president felt cool. Again, it just keeps going back to what I've been saying. It's not equality they want. It's control. Because if you wanted equality, you'd be holding this president to the same standards. Hey, when we come back, I know this isn't a surprise, but the State Department lied again. And under pressure, they gave it up. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit silveratmarket.com for this limited time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. Silveratmarket.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at VNIINC.com/ProHealth. That's VNIINC.com/ProHealth.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. There are no free rides, not even on this show. So here's the deal. Send me an email. Don't do it yet. Pay attention first. Don't get all excited. Joe@therealside.com. That's Joe@therealside.com. And I will get you, although this is kind of, you know, when we originally started this, when I talked to Evan about this earlier, we were talking about how he was going to charge for this event that he's doing. And I said, I'll tell you what I'll do. Is let me give away tickets. I'll give away five sets of tickets, 10 tickets on the show. That would be really cool. And so, you know, we got to talking about it or what have you. And his supporters or his sponsors have decided they don't want to do that. They want to give away the tickets. So you got two ways to do it. You send me an email. Joe, because if you're too lazy to go look it up, Joe@therealside.com. That's Joe@therealside.com. All right? And I want you to go and I want you to go and give me your email information and tell me you'd like to go to this event with him or see this event. And then that way there, I'll make sure you have tickets to go. I'll make sure they're in your name, or I'll make sure I get them to you. But it's August 27th. There's a show at 2 and a show at 5. You just pick them. If you're going to be in Southern California, it's at the El Portal Theater in North Hollywood, California, which is just outside of Burbank, just north of Los Angeles. So if you're going to be in town, be a great time to come see them. Now, they're going to be recording this, so do a little bit better than wearing your Sunday best. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, make sure you have shoes on, that kind of stuff. Clothes a bit clean. Be nice if you shower that week, too. That would be good. But you want to go ahead. We don't have a Bill Maher on our side. It's not because we don't have anybody that funny. We do. Evan, say it. But it's not just because he's funny. He's not just a comedian. He's a comedian, a commentator. He's an author. He's just an all-around good guy, and he's got it together. So we are shooting to get 400 to 500 people at each show. All right? Because they'll merge the two together and the whole thing. But we want to get that many at each show. And he deserves to have that. We need to fight back. And we cannot fight back sitting on a, you know, don't sit there and say, yeah, you know what, I enjoy that. I'll get the DVD when it comes out. No. I'm going to put your name on the list and make sure you don't get it if you don't show up. Because the idea is to get out there and help him and support him. And again, I'll send you a link to it. Or you know, I'll email you a link. I'll do what I need to do to help you get there, to help you make it there. He's got a big-name producer putting it on, you know, recording it and making sure it gets done and done well. So everybody we can get out there, friends, relatives, loved ones, not so loved ones, we need you involved. We need you engaged. Like I said, it ain't that hard. I am Joe, senior host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. State Department. Oh God. Basically, you know how they get really frustrated. If you've been watching these guys for any length of time, whenever they can't pull an issue out, you know, just slide one by us. Now, one of us, a jerky conservative, grabs it and don't let it go. We stay on it. They can't handle that. They don't know what to do with it. So while this is going on, they try to come up with another strategy, and it always fails. It fails every time. I love it. I think it's great. So the State Department said, okay, fine. Basically, yeah. We paid a ransom for those Iranian hostages. Now, they'll do what they always do. You know, Obama and the others will do what they always do. They'll simply ignore the whole thing. They won't respond to what the State Department said. None at all. And then it'll go away. Why? Because we'll stop pushing it because there'll be something else that's going on. Look at this Olympic thing that's happening. Who cares? Who really cares? If they broke the law, they need to go to jail down there or pay the fine or whatever it is you do. And what I love is one guy screaming, this is where we lose it, or where I'm going to lose it on you right now. This is where we lose it. What makes you think you have American rights in another country? You these are the same liberal lunatics that say we can't force our way of life on other people. We can't force our democracy on other people. We can't expect other people to live. Even when they come here, they don't want us to enforce our way of life on other people. Yet we go down to other countries. We want to do what we want to do, and you want to scream, I'm an American, I have rights. You don't down there, buddy. You do not have your American, you do not have that pesky little constitution that gets in your way. You don't have that in Germany and England and France and Costa Rica, South America, Mexico. You don't have those rights there. Bupkis, you don't even have the rights that the inhabitants have. And in some countries, you don't get the phone call, right? You're not entitled to 3 square meals a day. Guess what? Chain gangs still exist. But this is against my human rights. Okay, tell that Fidel. See how he feels about it. I'm sure he'll have an audience with you. At least for 3.5 minutes. About the time it takes to load a gun and put a bullet in your head when you start complaining. Because that's what he does to complainers. That's what all those socialist / communist countries do to complainers. Now remember, the Obama administration said, no, it's preposterous. We didn't pay any money for... Now, the funny thing about it was, they didn't pay any ransom money for those hostages or for those prisoners, if you would. But what I find really amazing is one of the hostages that came out innocently, wasn't even looking to tell on Obama, and said, well, I don't know about that because, you know, there's a policeman with us the whole time, and told us point blank, we actually slept on the tarmac. We couldn't leave until the ransom plane was there. And the cop kept telling him that. Why aren't we leaving? I thought we were free to go. You are. Soon as the money gets there, basically. That to me sounds like ransom. So, anyway, the White House is saying that the Iranians released the 4 American hostages on the exact same day that the unmarked cargo plane loaded with U.S. arranged cash landed in Tehran. That money wasn't a ransom. And how dare you suggest otherwise? There was no quid pro quo here. We were perilously informed, and any allegation to the contrary was a right wing conspiracy. Don't you love that? It's always right wing conspiracy garbage, right? Saying that the president didn't want to go to Louisiana is a right wing conspiracy garbage. No. Actually, it was a left wing newspaper that wrote it. And it's all the left-wing loons down there that are mad at you for not being there. Nothing to do with the right wing. We already know that you don't show up these things. We already know that you don't care about us. There's nothing to put out there. They called us things like domestic crazies who make common cause with Iran's anti-American zealots. Now, the biggest problem with this insulting tale is setting aside all the stupid circumstantial evidence, right? It's just all circumstantial evidence. It just so happened that one plane took off. It just so happened the other plane had to hang out in a tarmac for God knows whatever reason. Now, the Iranians, who don't care, they got nothing to lose either way, right? They were openly boasting about the payment as ransom. They kept saying that, and our president ignores them. Just like with the Iranian deal, with the nuclear arms deal. There is no deal. Do you know that? Their people never sign anything, and they say that. We never sign anything. Now, we could call them a liar. See, you guys on the left are really in a bad position, aren't you? So go ahead, call them liars. Well, you know the Iranians, they're nothing but a bunch of liars. So they're lying about the Iranian deal being signed. That's right, they're just liars. Okay, so when they tell us that they don't have any centrifuges, when they tell us that they have no nuclear bombs or nuclear capabilities, are they lying or telling the truth? Can't have it both ways. Which is it? And now you heard they're asking us for another $2 billion, right? And penalties and damage. Let's see how many Americans they grab now. To try to make us squirm or do whatever it is they expect us to do. Now, they told reporters, U.S. officials kept telling reporters that the money had nothing to do with the prisoner release, even though the negotiations weren't at all related or something or some kind of garbage. Then we learned that the DOJ officials had objected to the payment, right? And somewhat because of the timing. And they thought that Iran would look at it as a ransom. All right, I promise I'll finish it up in the next segment. Because I'm getting tired of it, too. But this is crazy. This is just crazy. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a minute.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLife. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to silveratmarket.com for this limited time offer. That's silveratmarket.com. Silveratmarket.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
What are you, a couple of nitwits?
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I do appreciate the time you spent with me on the air in the chat room.
Yeah, who's that whispering in my ear? Yeah, no, please. Please don't.
Listening, thanks for being with me tonight. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spent with me on the air in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and not whispering in my ear. That's always cool. And 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732 if you want to be involved in the conversation. And look, I give you a gazillion ways to watch the show. I give you a gazillion ways to be involved in the show. A gazillion ways. Yes. My favorite word tonight. Can you tell? So do get involved. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Also, if you head over to the website, therealside.com, you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's so much you can do there up on the website. Even get sidetracked. All right. So, yeah, I will finish this up. I promise. The State Department. Now, this should not shock anybody, right? It really doesn't shock me either. But it really shouldn't shock anybody. Because the State Department's been lying to us about all kinds of stuff for a long time. Like I said, there is nothing new here. If any of you says, oh my God, I didn't know that, yeah, that's a problem. So U.S. officials wouldn't let the Iranians take control of the money until Swiss Air Force plane. Now, they moved the money with a Swiss Air Force plane? Oh, no, I'm sorry. The Americans were in that one. So the U.S. officials wouldn't let the Iranians take control of the money until a Swiss Air Force plane carrying three freed Americans departed from Tehran on January 17th, the official said. Once that happened, an Iranian cargo plane was allowed to bring the cash back from the Geneva airport that day. I'm trying to understand how this is not ransom. right? Now, ransom is defined by the dictionary. Ain't that hard. Quite easy, actually. It's only one line. And you don't even have to have a high school diploma to understand it. It's the redemption of a prisoner, slave, or kidnapped person, or captured goods, so on, for a price. Price could be anything. In this case, it was $400 million. But maybe that's not enough. I don't know. Like I said, they won another $2 billion from us. So the State Department tops spokesman, it kept repeating the talking points from his binder that the negotiation tracks were entirely separate, but the story is demolished by U.S. officials, their own words, and by the Iranian words who linked them. Now, a ransom payment is quite simple. Now, no, the White House is amateur propagandist. Now, that's funny. We do truly. This propaganda department at the White House is like no other we've ever seen. I mean, these guys are on lie alert 24 hours a day. Now, I don't know really. They say the best way to do this when the Germans were doing it was a continual lie. You never, ever, ever told a true story. You made sure there was some truth in it, but you never really told the true story. Because then things would overlap too much and it would really get nasty. You keep the narrative going, you keep the story going the way you want it told, and you just made sure that there was very little, if any, truth in it at all. The story goes on to say, we've owed Iran that payment for decades. That money was rightfully theirs. Wrong. We owed that money to the Iranian government that no longer exists. That's who we owe the money to. Right? It was the Iranian government before it was violently overthrown that paid those dollars. Right? And it was a radical Islamist revolutionary group that overthrew the government. Right? What do they call that? Officially recognized government of Iran. So, let me see, we took the money from the official government of Iran and we gave the money back to a bunch of Islamic revolutionaries, and that makes sense to who? I mean, there's a crack party going on somewhere that probably would be able to make sense out of this. And it wasn't just overthrown by vote, it was violently overthrown. Don't you remember? Remember our people that were all taken hostage? Remember that little thing that went down? How much did we get from Iran for that? Did Iran ever pay us for the damages they did to our hostages? For taking away our hostage freedoms? Their freedoms? What did we do to them? What were we able to get back from them? We probably got nothing. Weren't we looking for the ability to sue them in the international court? We may have got it. At least, I think that's partly why we were holding that money, if I recall from the conversation over the years this has been going on, that we had no way to give those people money if they were found guilty in an international court. You think Iran's going to cut a check? The only government they recognize is an Islamic government. That's it. Remember, once they were overthrown, what was one of the first acts that new Islamic revolutionary government did? Anybody? Come on, raise your hand. I'll call you. Right? You're right. They stormed the American embassy. Right? They stormed the American embassy. They took over one of our embassies. They did damage to one of our embassies. And they detained hundreds of U.S. citizens for more than a year. They really did. I mean, they had people held up all over the place. Now, this is that same regime. This is the same group of people, the same ongoing group of people that is financing terrorism, and we know it. And the State Department knows it, and the Department of Defense knows it. They've been open about it. They've talked about it. These are the same guys that are financing terrorism all across the globe. How do you guys on the left, how do you defend this? How do you say this is okay? These same guys who don't have an agreement with us, but do have an agreement with us, but might have an agreement with us, nobody can agree on what the agreement is. They're test-firing missiles that were banned. Well, first, they're banned under international law, but secondly, they are banned under the agreement that we made with them. Or can there really be an agreement if one side could have put that we dictated to them? Because they don't think there's an agreement at all here. They can't find an agreement. They're not willing to admit that there even is an agreement. I don't know how you deal with that. The notion that we owe this these group of thugs anything is ludicrous. Right? I mean, the initial lie itself, which came finally crashing down under its own weight, own stupidity from the group that's trying to sell it, because they did pay a cash ransom for American hostages. It's really that simple. And my understanding is, I don't know this to be true, I haven't gotten deep enough in the story, that we're already seeing the result of this kind of mindset. That other Americans have already been grabbed. There's other Americans that have already disappeared. I wonder, you know what will happen? Is they'll quietly come back. You watch. We will never admit that they were taken. They won't admit it either. They'll be told by the State Department not to. The Iranian government will be given money to let them go. Now, you know, Iran can only control themselves for so long before they start telling everybody what they did. We all know that. It is just, and you keep putting up with it. You just keep putting up with it. Here, let's listen to a little clip of the State Department trying to explain this.
He'll travel first to Nairobi, Kenya. Next week, he'll travel first to Nairobi, Kenya on the 22nd of August to meet with President Kenyatta to discuss regional security issues and counterterrorism cooperation, as well as other bilateral issues. He'll also meet with the Kenyan foreign minister and other regional foreign ministers to discuss key challenges in East Africa, including the prospects for resumption of a political process in South Sudan, a permanent official record. That's determined by NARA, and that's why we're consulting with them right now.
The videotape in question was shot with a State Department camera, correct?
Yes.
It was uploaded to the State Department website by a State Department technician, correct?
Yes.
The State Department website is maintained by State Department employees, correct?
Well, that depends. Define State Department employee. Can you see them going down this road? It's amazing to me.
Correct?
Yes.
This video on the State Department website is in a separate place on the website from the transcript, correct?
Yes.
One has to push a different button to access the video from the button that one pushes to access the transcript, correct?
That's my understanding.
I have no further questions.
Okay.
Oh, I love it. Oh, God. So we had no agreement to pay the to give them back their money, correct? Correct. All right. So we delivered money that we say was theirs, right? Right. Correct. Okay. And when the money, we wouldn't let the American hostages go or the people go until the money arrived on the account. Yeah, that's correct. Okay. So if the money didn't arrive, then they wouldn't let the hostages go. Correct. Okay. Good. Right. All right. So then they weren't hostages? They couldn't leave until the money got there, but they weren't hostages. I'll need a little while to do some studying in the dictionary. Apparently, I don't understand how to tear words apart or to understand the English language. I'm just totally lost, as you can see. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. A lot coming up after the break. Don't go far. No, seriously. You know, they say private gun owners don't really stop any attacks, but some grandma with an AK-47 did. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.